And then if somebody asks you, what are you looking at? You don't say, I don't know anymore. No, the label is still there. When you need it to communicate, I'm looking at my hand. But I'm not thinking about it. And this is very similar to the bells. This is the auditory equivalent of that. It is possible to simply, again, notice the sound, give it complete attention, notice it, and it happens within a field of no thought. Oh. And so that is, first of all, noticing the gap that is there when you first notice something. Or could be a sound, could be something you see, or even touch. You can close your eyes and touch something and be just completely sense the touch without trying to figure out what it is, just sensing what it feels like, sensing the perception. So there's the perception, and there's the field of stillness in which that happens. So this is the... And then you can go out into nature, and you may find that it becomes easier and easier to perceive what is around you without the compulsive interference of thinking. So the unconditioned consciousness is there. And this is a very... It means you're not... From the point of view of the mind, you don't know what's there. And yet there's a deeper knowing which most humans have lost touch with. Maybe they had it once in a more innocent way, but now an incredible transformation to be able to perceive without compulsively interpreting immediately, labeling, judging, thinking about. Then a greater intelligence is at work. And this is not only when you are a passive perceiver, you can then bring that into situations. Into situations where you... There is a flow of attention. One could also say there is a current of awareness, and there is the form that this moment takes. And you simply look. Attention. Within a space of stillness. You can, as you sit here, you can look aware of this room. No need to label it. It is. And it doesn't mean that you become totally ignorant. You still know what it is, even deeper without the label. Just don't try to figure it all out in the mind. Now, this is the portal that opens up through sense perceptions, the possibility of perceiving against the field of, through the field of stillness. Now, the third portal, and they come together, you can bring two together, so to speak, especially these two now. The third portal that is there, that is very simple, that anchors you in presence, the state of that is sensing the inner energy field of your body as you sit here. to have a little bit of attention in the inner energy field, to sense the aliveness that is in your hands, your feet, your legs. It's there. It's alive. The entire body is alive. But most humans don't notice that because their attention is in thought, in the head. They live only up here. So you simply notice suddenly that the body is alive. It feels alive. Very subtle at first. There is an aliveness. And some of your attention is in that sense of aliveness. Oh. Oh. As you sit here, you're perceiving the sound. You may be perceiving also visually the room. And at the same time, sense the aliveness in the body. You can also close your eyes and go more deeply into the sense of aliveness. Give it more attention flowing into the feeling, the sense of inner body as you sit here. At first you might feel one or two parts of the body more strongly, and then after a while a general sense of awareness in the body. It's quite easy, it's very natural to feel that. And you may notice some of your attention has moved from thinking into sensing that.